How cruel is fortune grown, to turn all my hopes to despair, from bliss I am headlong thrown, and banish the sight of my dear. Grant me some pity, kind heaven, to my sorrows afford some relief, or let my poor soul be given a martyr unto my grief. All night I can take no rest, but Phyllis is still in my mind. In dreams I with her am blessed, but waking I find her unkind, which pierceth my heart full sore, and wounds me in every vein, so much that I cry and roar, whilst she triumphs in disdain. Ah, Phyllis, remember yet what pleasing delight I gave. I'm sure you can't forget. You said I was brisk and brave. 'Twas under the sycamore tree. Then that same time, you vowed that you did love me, and counted not love a crime. Those kisses you gave me then will witness against your hate. Come kiss me so once again, and I'll never complain of my fate. Those delights you would equally share, which were you consenting you'd find. Come hanged, never sigh nor fear, but do it with a willing mind. If that I for love should die, you'd want such a faithful friend. You know it as well as I need not myself commend. Your kindness I'll reward, and doubly your love I'll requite. Then Phyllis, my suit regard, and rob me not of my right. Ah, was it not better far, when lovingly we did meet, than cruel thus as you are, with hatred your lover to greet? That life which doth yet remain, to love I forever resign. And though I do suffer pain, the fault shall be none of mine. I am plunged in a desperate pool of folly as well as love, for he is a neglecting fool that will not his time improve. My Phyllis once gave me her heart, and loved me more dearer than life. She vowed she would never part, but live with me as a wife. I trusted too much on her vow, and was not so fond as she, which makes me repent it now, because she is cruel to me. This makes me distracted and mad, and shall never be quiet in mind, to think of those joys I have had, and find pretty Phyllis unkind. Ye powers of love can tell, my passion is true and just, my Phyllis I love so well, that without her I perish must. So passionate is my desire, and so eagerly burns the flame, that gladly I could expire, repeating her very name. I'll to her and once again my desperate sorrows relate. One smile would relieve my pain and banish my threatening fate. If now I do fancy aright, and the god of love stand but my friend, then I shall have such delight that never can have an end.